A slight shake brought Vivian out of her doze. For two heartbeats, she didn't remember where she was or why she leaned on Tate's shoulder. Had she been sleeping, sitting up? Why? Before she gave her question voice, realization dawned. She blinked her eyes clear. There Doris was, or Dolores, opening the barn's right-hand door just enough to slip inside. Her husband put his mouth close to her ear. "Let's give her time to settle up." Then he gave her a sweet kiss on the neck. A little tingle raced from his lips to her heart. She loved him taking any and all opportunities to show his affection. She was so blessed. After waiting longer than she would have, Tate finally stood, then pulled her to her feet. "When we get inside, hang back in the shadows. Maybe she'll say something incriminating if she thinks it's just me and her."
"Good idea."
Slipping in first, he marched straight to where the lantern light bathed Culpepper in illumination. She stood on a little upended box, pulling the cinch strap tight.
"Where are you going, Doris?"
So engrossed in her work of getting the horse ready, she obviously didn't notice Tate until he spoke, because she jumped a bit at the sound of his voice.
"Oh!"
The woman spun.
"Tatum, is that you? What are you doing here? You about scared me to death. Why, I almost fainted, you startled me so bad."
"Answer my questions. Where are you going?"
"Well, first off, deputy, I'm Dolores, so get your sisters straight. And if you must know, I couldn't sleep and decided to take an early morning ride."
"Turnabout's only fair. What are you doing here?"
"Making sure you don't skip town."
"So, you're watching me. Or my sister, I suppose. Well, there's nothing you can do about me taking a ride since I am not my sister and am not on trial."
She worked the bit into the horse's mouth.
"Do you like my gelding? I bought him Saturday."
"Unsaddle him and put him back in his stall."
"I will not. You have no right to boss me around. There isn't one reason why I can't ride my horse. Now get out of my way."
"Whatever your name is makes me no difference. You are not going on a ride because you're going to jail."
"Well, I never. You can't arrest me. I haven't done one thing wrong."
She grabbed a hold of her blouse and ripped it down, exposing her undergarments.
"Stop that. What are you doing?"
"Tatum McCarthy, there you go again, trying to take advantage of a poor, defenseless woman."
She gazed at him squarely in the eyes. "What is that new wife of yours going to think?"
"Oh, please, don't be worrying yourself about me."
Vivian stepped into the light.
"What the?"
"I certainly won't be thinking that my husband has done anything wrong, and I will be praying for that black heart in your chest." Hard as it was, she stopped herself from telling the lady what she really thought and joined her husband.
"Well, well, if it isn't the little lady herself, or should I say fat cow? No one has been able to call you little in years, I'm sure."
"Do you think your name-calling bothers me?"
"It doesn't.
I have 5 beautiful children and a wonderful husband. Nothing you can say will bother me." Vivian looked up at Tate and smiled, then back to the woman. "He thought you might try something like this, Doris."
"I am Dolores."
"Whoever you are, doesn't matter. Are we going to have to hogtie you and carry you on a stick to the jailhouse? I will help my husband if you choose not to come peacefully."
"You're even uglier than we heard."
"That's enough, Doris. Get busy unsaddling that horse, or I'll find some rope for my beautiful wife."